Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Time to talk a little Big Ten college football with Patrick Murphy. Bucknuts.com is the site, part of the 24/7 family of websites. Patrick, always a pleasure, buddy. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a little bit of a different feel than the last time I was on.
Well, October 24th, that's the date right now, and I'll just tell you right now, it's going to be probably the longest 5 weeks to get to that point, because if you're a fan of, like, the SEC, we still have to wait another weekend before we kick off the season next week. And when you hear things like Ed Orgeron from LSU talking about the fact, well, I think when I start doing the numbers, I think everybody has attracted the, you know, COVID-19 virus at one point or another. That's a scary statement that he made earlier this week. Hopefully, we won't be talking about the same things with regards to the Big Ten.
Indeed. I think that's absolutely the goal. The Big Ten, despite not playing until, as you mentioned, October 24th, is going to start doing their daily rapid testing here at the end of this month as teams get back into regular practice. They are hoping to approve going back to the 20-hour work week practice as soon as tomorrow. We'll see when that actually happens. But the goal is to get guys back in the regular work and preparing for the regular season as soon as possible, and then get on the, I don't know if you call it routine, I guess, of the daily testing so that guys are ready for that and you know everyone's healthy as you get towards the start of this season.
So you'll play all your division opponents, and then each team will have two division crossover games as well. You know you already got the conspiracy theorist out there waiting to see what happens with Ohio State, wondering if they will play the toughest teams in the other division, or they get a break because somebody wants a Big Ten team in the college football playoff.
That's a good point, and I hadn't thought about that at this point with the craziness that was today. But yeah, I mean, when Ohio State's second schedule, the revised one that came out on August 6th, they were playing Purdue and Nebraska and Illinois, and I'd have to check what the other one was. The Nebraska game was originally on the schedule from way back when the Big Ten actually released the schedule. So it wouldn't surprise me if they still stick with that. The Purdue game may also be another one that stays from a crossover perspective just because it's an easy trip. It's going to be interesting. I think, obviously Ohio State will be tested. You'll play Penn State. You'll play Michigan. We'll see what Michigan State is this year under a new head coach and a lot of changes there. This year in general is just going to be very different. Obviously, only 8 games to prove yourself. It's just got a different feel about it. And fortunately, it's football, and I think everyone's happy about that. But I do think people will have to realize this isn't going to look or feel like a normal Big Ten schedule. It's going to be, just a little topsy-turvy, I guess.
You know, the other part of it, too, as soon as this announcement came, everybody was saying, okay, what about the Pac-12? And it looks like the earliest the Pac-12 could play would be mid to late November. But the other part of it right now, you think, and the Big 12 actually, the Pac-12 does have 12 teams, unlike the Big 10, which has 14. But with the 12 teams, 6 of the 12 are not allowed to have any type of, practice, contact, anything. The 4 schools in California, along with Oregon and Oregon State. And so because of it, we don't know if the Pac-12 is going to be able to kick off as far as before the 21 year, as far as on the calendar.
Well, I saw a report a little while ago on Twitter, so take that for what it is, that the I believe it was the governor of California talked to Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott, and there seems to be confusion about whether or not the teams in California can play. As soon as I saw that, I started thinking, well, the NFL teams in California are playing, and the Major League Baseball teams in California are playing, so I'm not sure why the college teams, could not play in California, but I haven't dug into that, obviously, with what's been going on with the Big Ten today, but I think that's certainly an obstacle. And even if you have the 2 Oregon teams, if that's the case up there, it's certainly an obstacle. And I think you've started to hear more noise out of the Pac-12 all of a sudden, but there hasn't seemed to been the same. And maybe I'm just out of touch with it, given where I am and what I'm covering. But there hasn't been seemed to be the same fervor for Pac-12 football as there has been at some of these Big Ten schools. Not to say that that's the reason to get back into it. Obviously, the safety procedures and everything are important, and that has to be taken care of. But, you know, I'm just wondering what the push is out west to play football as opposed to what it has been in the Midwest, what it would have been in SEC country had something been postponed down there. It just doesn't seem to be as much.
I mean, to answer, I'll go along the same lines as far as the bubble play that we're going to get in the Major League Baseball as far as the playoffs. San Diego is going to be the location for the American League Championship Series.
Right.
And Los Angeles is going to be the site for the National League. I mean, so you're getting, when you think about these matchups here, it's like, okay, that's a little strange. But if you're able to do that in California, then why not football?
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest. I think it just seems to be, there seems to be confusion, and I don't know if the Pac-12 hasn't done its homework or if there was something that some of these professional leagues had to do to get approved. I'm at a loss on this one.
All right, your thoughts now how this impacts Ohio State, because, you know, I think we had this conversation before as well. If we were talking about kicking off early part of January, then Ohio State's football team would have looked a lot different than what it probably will look like now.
Agreed. The thought is that Ohio State's football team will now look more or less what it would have if none of this had happened and the teams had kicked off all in the beginning of September as originally scheduled. Ohio State had two players opt out within the last week, right guard Wyatt Davis, who was an All-American last year, and cornerback Sean Wade, who was expected to be their top cornerback and a preseason All-American for some people. And both those guys could have declared for the draft after last season, decided to come back. They wanted to, you know, have a chance at a national championship, especially after the way last season ended with the loss to Clemson. They were both named captain in early August. And then, you know, with no resolution to this whole situation, you know, been over a month at that point, and it was, you know, they had to make a business decision. Well, a few days later, the Big Ten comes back with a season that would still allow them to compete and potentially play for that national championship and still have the chance to declare for the draft and go along the normal timeline. So there hasn't been any official announcement by either of these guys. Sean Wade was on ESPN earlier today. It's actually his birthday, and he said he's going to enjoy his birthday and then go from there and make a decision. Wyatt Davis actually put out a tweet right before we got on this call that he's working to try and play. He wants to play, but there's still some things he has to sort out. So it sounds like both of those guys want to be back, which is big news for Ohio State. And, you know, then you talk about some other guys that could have potentially opted out, Justin Fields being the main one. Well, he's been very strong about playing throughout this whole thing with the petition. Today he put out a few tweets, you know, excited about the decision and whatnot. So I don't imagine he goes anywhere. So it looks like you're going to have as close to a full-strength Ohio State team as we expected. Obviously, we don't know what will happen with COVID and whatnot, but at least to start the season, it sounds like the Buckeyes are going to be, you know, back at the level that we expected from a team that was preseason number two.
Bucknuts.com is the site. You can keep up with Patrick on Twitter at @Pat_Murphy. Always a pleasure, buddy. Have a great week and continue to stay safe.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you.
Thank